Ladies and gentlemen, life with the lion.
No, thanks, Aggie. Did you hide Barbara's case? I hid it at Mrs. Benson's house.
Well, I still think it would have been a lot simpler if you'd had just an ordinary birthday party.
Oh, no, Pop. Surprise parties are much more fun.
I can't wait to see Miss Barbara's face tonight. She's going to be a very surprised young woman. Young woman. You know, it seems such a short time ago that she was a baby. You must have some very happy memories of those days.
I have. I can remember so clearly the day she was born. I was there when it happened.
It's a good thing you were.
Oh. Aggie, may I have some more coffee, please?
You may. Oh, Ben, don't forget you promised to pick up the decorations for the party.
I know, honey. Rich and I'll do it right after lunch.
Well, I wanted to remind you before Barbara gets here. And, Richard, don't say anything about it being her birthday.
Well, can't we even wish her a happy birthday?
No, don't say a thing.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Now, Ben, please. As far as we're concerned, it's just an ordinary day. Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I think you may be going just a wee bit too far. I don't think you'll believe we've all forgotten a birthday.
Well, all right, but be very casual about it. Just ignore it in a nice way.
Oh, she's going to love that.
Well, she said she didn't want us to make any fuss over her birthday.
That's so we wouldn't forget it.
Oh, Mother, Daddy!
Oh, we're in the kitchen, sweetheart.
How are we going to get her out of the house to put up the decorations?
Well, Mrs. Wainwright is going to take Barbara to her house and keep her there.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, honey.
Hello, dear.
Sit down, Miss Barbara, and I'll get you some mushrooms.
Oh, thanks, Aggie. Well, another year's gone by.
Yes, they have a habit of doing that.
Do I look any different?
No such luck. Ma, will you please pass me the toast?
Here you are, dear.
Did you hear that, Pa?
Yes, there must be a bumblebee in the kitchen.
That was me.
Well, it was a very good imitation.
You know, I don't feel a bit different, Mother.
I guess I should. After all, I'm a year older.
Yes, that's right.
Happy birthday, dear. I must get some more toast.
Pop, will you pass me that bowl of cereal, please?
All right, but warn me before you pour the milk over it.
Why?
I want to cover my ears before it goes snap, crackle, and pop.
I told everybody I didn't want a party or presents. I mean big ones. Everything's so expensive today.
Well, that was very thoughtful of you, Barbara.
Of course, it's nice to have a small party.
Oh, Aggie, could I have some milk for my cereal?
I'll get it straight away.
Richard, must you put milk on it?
Oh, come now, Pop. I'm sure you don't mind the cereal going snap and crackle. Pop?
Well, it could say it a little softer. Oh, Barbara, did I wish you a happy birthday?
No.
Happy birthday. As I was about to tell you, son, when I was a boy, we had a nice, quiet breakfast food. But today, when you pour milk on a cereal, it sounds like an ambush.
Here's your mushrooms, Miss Barbara. Oh, and many happy returns.
Me too, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
And here's a milk master, Richard.
Oh, good.
I'll pour it in your cereal for you.
All right, Phoebe, all right. You've had your fun. Now turn off the radio.
I will. I thought it was very appropriate. It's a Western cereal.
Hey, want some more coffee, Miss Barbara?
No, thank you. I'm going home.
Why, honey?
Maybe somebody sent me a birthday card. Anyway, it's nice to think someone might have remembered me.
But, darling, you said you didn't want any fuss made over your birthday.
Well, you could at least have stuck a candle in a mushroom. I could have blown it out.
Come back for lunch, Miss Barbara.
Oh, having something special?
No, but come back anyway.
No, I'll come over for tea.
The poor little darling. You look so sad.
Never mind the poor little darling. If she comes back to tea, we're sunk. We'll never get the decorations up.
Oh, yes, we will.
Mrs. Lyon, it's impossible.
Aggie, I can do impossible things, can't I, Ben?
Oh, you certainly can, honey.
Richard, put those parcels on the coffee table.
Will do.
Well, we got all the decorations, honey.
Oh, good. You're home so early. It's only 3:30.
Ma, who's coming to the party tonight?
Well, everybody but Helen and Dr. Harrison. They can't come.
That's one way of saving a birthday present.
Don't talk silly. I didn't even tell them it was Barbara's birthday. He has to write a speech.
Oh, yes. He's giving a lecture tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I sure hope Barbara doesn't find out about the party.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I've warned everyone not to let the cat out of the bag.
Hello!
Too late, the cat's out.
What's the silly old duffer talking about?
Oh, you know, Pop.
Yes, but I try to keep it quiet. Phoebe, dear, I brought Barbara's present over. I don't want her to see it when she comes to my house.
Oh, thank you, Florrie.
Oh, sit down, Florrie, sweetheart.
Oh, no, you don't. You've probably got a hatpin in that cushion. I just sit over here. Well, Phoebe, I saw Barbara about an hour ago, and the poor darling looked so miserable.
Well, I don't blame her. Birthdays mean an awful lot. You look forward to them for months.
Come back and tell me that when you're 40.
I will. And I'll bet you right now I'll look forward to my birthdays even if I live to be 90.
Well, I hate to even think of my 90th birthday.
Why? What happened?
Just for that, I hope you break your shaving mirror.
Now, Ben, leave her alone. Sorry, Barbara's coming over here for tea. Could you take her over to your house now and keep her?
Well, dear, I'm afraid I can't. I have to be at the hairdresser's at 4:00 and having my ends curled.
Florrie, I thought you said you were having it done tomorrow.
I was, but I put it forward a day. You see, I want everyone at the party tonight to see how nice my hair looks.
Well, send it over and we'll show it to them.
Oh, go and manicure your crow's feet.
Now, stop it, you two. Florrie, what time can you pick Barbara up?
Well, down at the seat. I could be here about 5:00.
All right, dear.
Hey, Pop, where's the present you bought Barbara?
Oh, in my pocket. Baby, wait until you see this.
Where'd you get her?
One of those miniature portable radios.
Here it is. What do you think of it?
Oh, how sweet.
She'll simply adore that.
And it's so easy to work. You just touch that little switch and it goes on.
Just imagine a whole orchestra coming out of that teensy-weensy little thing.
Well, keep still and you might hear it.
And now we present a half-hour recording of the highlights of last year's Army Tattoo. The soldiers you hear marching are the first battalion.
Pop, why did you switch it off just as it was getting interesting?
Because we have a lot to do.
Then you better hide those parcels before Barbara gets here.
Say, you're right.
Oh, come on, Pop. We'll put them in the coat cupboard.
Okay, son.
Oh, Ben, we've got to pick up the ice cream at the milk bar.
We'll go over as soon as I put these parcels away.
Fine.
Ma, open the cupboard door, will you?
I'll do it.
Now, I'll put them up on the top shelf.
Now, put a jacket or something over them.
I will. Now, Richard, there's not enough room in here for both of us. You stay outside and hand those in here to me.
Okay. Well, how he loves to give orders.
Richard, have you got the radio?
Yes, it's on top of this pile.
All right, son, now hand them in.
Here you are.
Oh, I thought I'd come over early. Oh, hello, Miss Barbara. How are you, Miss Barbara?
Quick, Florrie, shut the cupboard.
Right.
Florrie, let me out of here.
Oh, be quiet, you idiot.
Oh, Mother!
Richard, let me out.
I can't. Barbara's coming.
What are you all doing around the cupboard?
Well, Florrie just came in.
Through the cupboard?
No, dear, through the front door. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Well, that certainly was a short visit.
Oh, I think she was embarrassed because she forgot your birthday.
Well, who didn't? What was that noise in the cupboard?
I didn't hear anything. Come on, let's go in the kitchen.
Oh, wait a minute. There it is again. I heard paper rustling.
Oh, that was probably the pile of old paper Aggie put in there this morning.
Yes.
It was falling off the shelf there.
It was?
What you?
What was that?
Well, what was what?
What you?
That. It sounded like a sneeze.
That was the paper.
The paper sneeze?
Yes, it's a tissue, the paper.
Richard, don't be silly. Mother, there may be a burglar hiding in the cupboard.
Oh, Barbara, you're imagining things. There's no one in there.
But you...
Then what made that noise?
Mice.
Mice?
Yes, we must get a cat.
Gosh. The radio's on.
Mother, there's something funny going on. Little mice couldn't make all that noise.
Oh, but they do. Sometimes you can hear their little feet pattering across the floor. someone in there. Who's in that cupboard?
Barbara, don't open that door.
I certainly will.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello, dear. So what are you doing in there?
I was just playing a little joke on your moth,
sir. Why, you big baby.
Well, can I help it if I'm so adorable?
Come on, let's go and sit by the fire. Isn't it nice being together on my birthday? Just the four of us.
Yes, dear.
Hey, Pop, you've got to get the ice cream at the milk bar before it closes.
Oh, yes, yes, the ice cream. Ma, don't get too comfortable.
Why not? We're having tea in a minute.
Oh, good.
Honey, you can't have tea.
Why not?
The Hemingways have invited us over.
Oh. Well, I'll see you when you get back. I've kept myself free for the whole evening.
Oh, well, darling, why didn't you tell us? We'd have canceled our dinner date.
Oh, you're having dinner out, too.
Yes, it's a shame, sweetheart, but I'm afraid it's too late to call it off.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, come on, B.B., we'll get our coats.
Yeah, if it isn't too late, dear, we'll come by your house, dear, after dinner.
Well, it's just like it's just you and me.
Well, gosh, Barbara, I'd love to have stayed home with you, but I'm taking Angela to the movies.
Can't you put it off?
Well, I hate to disappoint her. She's been saving her money all week.
Well, ask Angela where you're sitting, and maybe I can buy an extra ticket.
Well, I don't know where I can reach her, Barbara.
I'll answer.
No, I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello? Who's that?
It's Angela.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Richard, what's the matter with you?
Oh, well, the thing's in here.
What thing?
The thing. That's having it.
Richard, who is it?
Oh, I told you, Barbara. It's Joe.
Oh, I get it. Barbara's there.
Ha ha, that's right, old boy.
Well, I'll be over early. Blow me a kiss.
Well, it's a little difficult, sir.
Good. Bye, darling.
Goodbye, Joe, sweetheart.
So it was Angela. Oh, Miss Barbara, your tea's in the kitchen.
Go ahead, Barbara. I'll be right with you.
Would you like a biscuit, Miss Barbara?
No, thanks.
Abby, why are they treating me like this?
Talking about?
Well, my family. Don't you think it's rather odd?
Aye.
No. I mean the way they're ignoring my birthday.
Not that I care.
Oh, I know you don't.
Boy, those cakes look good.
Well, don't be too long eating them. It's my evening off, and I'm going out with my sister.
Oh. Aggie, don't take my tea.
Haven't you finished it yet?
Oh, no, it's too hot to drink.
Then I'll put some cold water in it.
No, that'll ruin it.
Then you won't want to drink it. I'll throw it out.
Oh, Aggie, I'll clear everything away and wash up when we're finished.
Well, in that case, I'll away and meet my sister. And don't forget to turn the lights off.
Oh, I won't.
Goodbye, Miss Barbara. Oh, and happy birthday.
Well, Richard, why don't you go, too?
And leave you alone?
Why not? Everyone else has. You may as well go out and enjoy yourself, too.
Oh, darling, I don't want to enjoy myself. I just want to stay here with you.
Thank you very much.
I want to enjoy your company. That is, until I have to go out.
I can take a hint.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
I don't know, but I'm going.
Pardon me, you can't go yet. It isn't 5:00.
Why, what's happening at 5:00?
Well, nothing, but you better be here.
Why? Who's coming over?
Nobody.
How exciting. Nobody's coming over to do nothing.
Barbara, your grammar.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't time to take a lesson.
Come back here.
Richard, get away from that door.
Look, I want you to stay here.
No, I'm going over to Pam Horan.
But she wouldn't want to see you unless you were looking fit. And well, at the moment, you're not fit to be seen.
Thank you again. I'll let go of me.
Oh, Barbara, for Pete's sake, you can't go until she gets here. She's taking you out.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, look, I've already said enough to hang myself.
She's taking me out to get me away from the house. That's right, isn't it, Richard?
I'm not talking.
So you can get everything ready, right?
Oh, Barbara, please.
Oh, it's a surprise party, isn't it?
I'm not saying another word.
Oh, you don't have to. Now I understand why you've all been treating me the way you have.
I'm sorry. Are you still mad at me?
I'll show you how mad I am. I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Oh, I was hoping you'd forgiven me.
Oh, you silly thing. What time did you say she's calling for me?
Does that answer your question?
Oh, yes, thanks a million, darling.
Oh, forget it. And I mean, forget it.
I will. I'll be very surprised. Bye now.
Bye.
I'm coming. Hello, Barbara.
Oh,
hello, Mrs. Harrison. Well, let's go. I beg your pardon. Oh, I'm amazed to see you.
Why? Who were you expecting?
Nobody. And I certainly didn't expect it to happen at 5:00.
Didn't expect what to happen?
Oh, nothing. How long are you supposed to keep me there?
Keep you?
Where? Nowhere. You see, this whole thing is a complete mystery to me.
Well, that makes two of us.
I was only trying to help.
Oh, now I remember why I came. I wanted to ask if you'd come and look at my cyclamen plant. It's got blight.
Oh, I'll be glad to. But don't forget to bring me back in time. Shall we go?
Oh, Aggie.
It's all right, Mr. Lyon. The course is clear.
Oh, good. Come on in, BB.
All right, dear. Where's Barbara? My solicitor said Mrs. Wainwright called for her about 10 minutes ago.
And Master Richard was glad to see her go.
Well, why are you so out of breath?
I just blew up all the balloons.
Good boy. Now we can start putting up the decorations.
They're all laid out on the sofa.
Oh, fine.
Oh, isn't it a relief not having to hide things from Barbara anymore?
Yes, I feel like a mother bird whose eggs have finally hatched.
How would you know how a mother bird feels? You've never laid an egg.
You should have seen me at the Palladium. Oh, Richard, get the stepladder.
All right, Mother Bird. I'll find it.
Silly guy.
Oh, and I'd better put this ice cream in the fridge.
Aye.
Come on, dear. Let's start putting up the streamers.
Aye, honey.
This surprise party's going to be wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, so far. Let's just hope Barbara doesn't suddenly decide to leave Florrie and come back here.
Oh, there's no danger of that. As far as Barbara's concerned, she thinks we're all gone.
You speak for yourself.
Suppose you do a little less talking and a little more hanging.
Now, who can that be?
Hello, Ben.
Florrie, what are you doing here?
Well, that's a nice welcome, I must say.
Don't tell me you've left Barbara alone at your house.
As if I'd do a thing like that.
Then what happened?
Well, on my way over here, a man started following me.
Congratulations.
Oh, Florrie, how awful. Did you run?
No, dear. That's why I'm late. You know, at first, I thought he was trying to pinch my basket.
Oh, dear.
Now, then, stop. Did you call the police?
Oh, no. The man didn't have any evil intentions, I'm sorry to say.
You know, he was a foreigner, and he'd lost his way. And it took me quite a while to make him understand where he was.
Well, that's all very interesting, but you still haven't told us who you left Barbara with.
What are you talking about, you silly fathead? I've come here to pick her up.
You've done what?
Then where is she?
How should I know? You suppose I've got her tucked under my dress?
Well, it would certainly explain some of those lumps.
Hey, I've got the ladder.
Oh, Richard, do you know where Barbara went?
Sure, she left about 15 minutes ago with Aunt Florrie.
Not with me, dear.
Oh, gosh, this is awful.
Ben, what do you think?
I think Florrie's awful, too.
Well, you're a big help.
Richard, haven't you any idea where she could have gone?
Well, all I know is she went out with someone.
Well, she must be somewhere in the neighborhood. Don't worry, Dee. I'll go and find her.
Oh, thank you, Florrie. And try to have her here at 7:00 sharp.
And ring the bell, will you, Aunt Florrie, so we can all get set?
I will. And I promise to bring her here on the dot, just like Cinderella. I feel just like her fairy godmother.
You look more like the two ugly sisters.
Oh, go and fly your broomstick, you silly old witch.
See you later, Bibi. Goodbye, Florrie, darling. Oh, I hope Barbara really is in the neighborhood.
Where else could she be?
Helen, are you sure you don't want me to treat any more of your plants?
No, thank you, Barbara, dear. We've taken up far too much of your time already. Haven't we, John?
Oh, yes, yes. It's been 2 hours.
Well, they probably haven't finished. I'd better put this flat in the greenhouse.
Helen, what does she mean by they probably haven't finished?
Now, don't ask me. She's been making the most peculiar remarks. She keeps saying she didn't know they were going to give her one.
Well, if she doesn't go home pretty soon, I'll give her one.
Now, John, why don't you do some more work on your speech?
Well, how can I? She keeps interrupting me. What time are we having dinner?
Well, just as soon as Barbara goes home. I'd ask her to stay, but we've only got 2 lamb chops.
Oh, then I may as well get on with my speech. Let's see now, where was I? Oh, yes, yes. In my experience as a doctor,
I have... 7:30 already. I guess it'll be time to start pretty soon.
Start what?
Nothing. But I'm sure when the time comes, you'll tell me where to go.
I'd love to.
Pardon?
I was just reading my speech. Now, I have treated 100
patients... Helen, do you know what happened today? I almost went to Pam Hearn's instead of coming here. Wouldn't that have been awful?
Well, I don't quite know how to answer that, dear.
Would you two mind not talking for a moment? I'm finding it difficult to concentrate.
Oh, sorry, Doctor.
Now, let's see. My most interesting case was...
I hear Aggie made it, then hid it in the neighbor's house. I wonder where she hid it.
Barbara, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just wondering where it is.
Upstairs in the first on the left.
No, I'm talking about what Aggie made.
Barbara, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no, of course not. Gosh, look at the time.
Yes. Barbara, would you care to join us for dinner?
Oh, you mean it's after dinner.
What's after dinner?
I don't know a thing.
She's so right.
Mr. Lyon, all the guests are in the den now.
Oh, good. Well, it's a few minutes to 7. I think I'd better let them come in. Now, come on in the living room, everybody. It's almost time.
All right, then.
Angela, you stand by the switch.
I'm here, Mr. Lyon.
When I give you the signal, switch the lights off.
I will.
And then when Barbara comes in, you switch them on.
Then you've told her that 12 times. Well, speak of the angel.
Shh! Angela, lights on.
Right.
Now, I'm going to open the door. Get ready, everybody. Surprise! Welcome home, sweetheart.
Thanks, Pop.
What in heaven's sakes were you doing out there?
Oh, sorry, the back door was locked and I didn't have my key.
Oh, Miss Angela, you may as well switch on the light.
All right, Aggie.
Then it was my fault. I sent him out for something.
Well, for heaven's sakes, why didn't you think of it earlier?
Well, I can't think of everything. We needed some wood for the fire.
You should have used your head.
I'll put a couple of logs on.
Oh, this is it, Angela.
Lights out.
Now, get ready, everybody.
Surprise! Surprise!
Come in, sweetheart. I bet you weren't expecting such a big welcome.
Oh, I certainly wasn't. I only came here to bring you this telegram.
Lights, Angela.
Oh, blimey, what a crowd. What were you all doing with the lights out?
We're having a party.
Oh, that kind of a party, eh?
No. Now, where's the telegram?
Oh, I got it. Which one of you is Miss Barbara Lyon?
I am. I'm her father.
Well, here's a birthday greetings telegram for her.
Thanks.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Well, I'm beginning to think Barbara isn't coming.
Oh, Angela, stop worrying. Aunt Flora said she'd find her, and she will.
Of course she will. Any minute now, Barbara will walk through that door and we'll give her a big kiss.
Hey, Phoebe, that gives me an idea. Let's play a little joke on her.
What kind of a joke?
Well, she won't be expecting anyone at home, you see. So when she comes in, all you fellas rush over and kiss her.
Of course, the kind of surprise I love.
Wonderful, yeah. Hey, don't forget, any man who backs out is a coward.
Here she comes, here she comes.
This is it, Angela, lights out.
Right.
Pucker your lips, fellows.
Surprise! Surprise!
Well, my girl, what have you got to say?
Do it again.
Angela, put the lights on.
Hello, Ben.
Angela, put the lights out.
Florrie, where's Barbara in the car?
No, I couldn't find her. I've been to the newspaper office. I've been to her friends. I've been everywhere. And I just can't find her. She's simply disappeared.
Oh, my poor baby. Where on earth can she be?
That was a very nice supper, Helen.
Well, I thought you might be peckish again. We've had dinner so long ago.
You know, it's getting awfully late, Doc. Mm. Don't you think it's time to go?
Well, if you insist.
I can't thank you both enough for your wonderful strategy. I had no idea what was going to happen until Richard told me about it.
About what, dear?
Well, he really didn't tell me. He just said he wouldn't be surprised if someone came and took me away.
Neither would I.
Of course, the family have always given me a party on my birthday, but it's much more fun to have a surprise party.
You mean today is your birthday?
As if you didn't know.
So that's why Bebe invited us over this evening.
You know, Doc, you should have been an actor. You almost made me believe you didn't know a thing about it.
Well, don't tell a soul.
I didn't hear a word. Come on, Tom. We'd better take Barbara over before it's too late.
Barbara, where in the world have you been?
Over at Dr. and Mrs. Harrison's house.
Sorry about this, Ben. Oh, it's not your fault, John.
Hello, Ben.
Oh, hello, Helen. Sit down.
Well, Barbara, you had a very nice birthday party.
Oh, sure. Now, where have you hidden all the guests?
There aren't any to hide. They've all gone home.
Well, I'll just take a peek in the dining room.
I'm here! I'm here!
Nobody's there.
Well, who are you looking for?
All right. Do you want me to keep looking for them, huh? Mother, is it all right if I look in the den?
Of course. Go ahead, dear.
Hello, everybody. Surprise!
There's no one there.
Oh, we told you, sweetheart. They've all gone home.
Oh, that's too bad.
Aye. Miss Barbara tried to save you a piece of birthday cake, but we had more guests than they had cake.
You mean there isn't one little crumb left?
Only Master Richard.
Thanks.
Oh, no. I mean, you said you'd save a piece for your sisters.
Oh, I did. But Skeeter ate it when I wasn't looking.
Oh. Well, we can all have a glass of wine anyway.
Oh, I'm afraid there isn't a drop left.
Oh, that's all right, Daddy. I'll just go in the kitchen and get myself a glass of milk.
Surprise! Happy birthday, darling.
Well, Barbara, it looks as if they fooled you after all.
Oh, yes. And it's the nicest way I've ever been fooled.
Barbara and the Sun Princess. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Doris Rogers, Molly Rankin, Arthur Lawrence, Angela Ferguson, and Bob Block. The incidental music was by Paul Fennelly, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block and Bebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.